This is Reed Paul, editor of Federal Practitioner. I recently spoke with Mary Thomas, an Avajo board member and the education chair of the 2015 Avajo Conference, about the program.
Can you tell me why Avajo decided to focus on precision and personalized medicine for this year's conference?
Sure. Well, actually, full disclosure, it was actually Dr. Joao Asenso who came up with the topic. In looking at it more carefully, I think it's a very relevant topic because there's just been an absolute explosion of information related to how cancer develops at the molecular level. And also in terms of how we can develop target drugs specific to those molecular changes. And it is very challenging for any of us to try and keep up with that. So we thought it would be very beneficial for those who attend Avajo to at least have an overview of the topic and feel like they have a little bit better perspective on things. It's really easy to get caught in the minutiae. And then from there, then they, based on what types of patient populations they see most often or have most interest in, then they can sort of dig deeper in those particular areas. But I think that there's another important aspect to this theme, and that is that the molecular changes that we see and that we're going to hear about in this conference occur within a human being. And that is a person who has a family, who has a job, responsibilities, who has needs, who has fears. And we can't forget the person in our zeal to better understand the molecular underpinnings of the disease. So we're using the term personalized medicine a little bit differently than I think most people would do, but I think it's an important distinction that we're making here.
So in some ways, is it as much patient-centered medicine as it is personalized medicine?
Well, yes, we're defining the term personalized not only from the at the molecular level, but also within the context of that human experience. So absolutely.
Now, I know it's probably like asking a parent to pick their favorite child, but were there any of, you know, speakers that are coming that you're particularly excited, people making sure they get to?
You're right. I think that we've got a lot of really amazing sessions, and I'm excited about almost all of them. But I think I'm probably most excited about our two keynotes. We've got two speakers who are truly leaders in their field who are going to be presenting at Avajo this year. The first, of course, is Dr. Eric Green, and he's the director of the Human Genome Research Institute at the NIH. And he's going to open our conference with an overview on the path of discovery in researching the human genome. And I think that that's a great way to set the stage for the rest of the conference to build upon that foundation. So I'm really excited to have him agree to present to us. And then on Saturday night, Dr. Betty Farrell will be giving another keynote speech, and she's the Director of Education and Research at the City of Hope. And I've had the opportunity to hear Dr. Farrell several times and actually had some tutelage from her, and she is truly a consummate teacher. I can't come up with a better way to describe her. She's going to address the personal aspect of cancer care and how we can provide the very best individualized care to our patients beyond that which occurs within one's genome or molecular changes. So for those two sessions, I think I'm particularly excited. But I also think that the breakout sessions, I'm hopeful, are going to be very exciting for our audience because the planning committee has worked really hard to ensure that there is truly something for everyone. And that's not an easy task at all, given we have members coming from so many different professions and different backgrounds. But we've really worked hard to try and address that so that there will indeed be something for everyone.
Can you tell me a little bit about the continuing education opportunities at the meeting?
We have 12 continuing education credits available for both social work, physicians, nurses, and also pharmacists. And we also have continuing education available for the tumor registrar. So we really worked hard to ensure that anyone who attends will be able to be afforded continuing education as long as they attend the sessions and complete the evaluation forms. They will be getting a fair number of continuing education credits.
Well, wonderful, Mary. I appreciate your taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, you are very welcome.
Do you have any final words or thoughts maybe for someone who hasn't been to a Navajo conference before?
Have a great time. Enjoy the sessions. We've worked hard to make sure that you will be able to learn a lot from the meeting, but also consider how you might become more involved with Navajo. The strength of the society is truly a reflection of the involvement and engagement of its members, and I'm very hopeful that we will have a lot more enthusiasm generated from a result of participating in this meeting, and hopefully more members will be interested in joining various committees and finding other ways in which they can be involved as well.